Okay, good morning. I'm here with Mandy Klein, Kristen Ferrucci-Fong, and Kimberly Valentino, and I am Ben Lundholm. And we are at the Title I conference down in LA, just outside of the Los Angeles airport at the actually very fabulous Sheraton. Very nice. We are the Title I conference. Title I is the largest federally funded education program in the country. It's very important for our schools. It provides supplemental funds for schools that have the highest concentrations of poverty to try to meet school goals. And so we're here with a lot of other schools in kind of the same boat, talking about strategies, tips, to help us do better with our students. And what we're on the final day of a three-day conference, and we thought while a lot is fresh in our minds, we would just do a quick podcast check-in. We may learn something today that would blow our mind, so we're going to bring some other things back, but we're doing a quick check-in right now about what some of the real important or interesting take-home things we've learned so far have been. So does anybody want to, like, I guess if the question is, what's the most important or interesting thing you've learned so far, what would you say?
I'll go first. So this is Kristen Ferrucci-Fong, and I think a common theme that has run throughout all of the sessions at the conference so far has been equity. And on the first day, we heard from Dr. Pedro Noguera, who talked about obstacles to equity, and he listed three things. One was complacency, two was lack of professional capacity, and the third one was lack of resources. And I feel like the first one, complacency, is the one that we have the most control over. And I feel like that's what has been most inspirational attending this conference, is to be encouraged to continue to not be complacent and to look for other ways to serve our students that we work with every day. Another thing that he had talked about, and something that he said over and over that really resonated with me, was he said the problem is not the children. And he said the problem is our inability to create the conditions that will enable students to be successful. And that really resonated with me, because while we may not have control over the lack of resources that he had mentioned, we do have control over the capacity as professionals and teachers who are working with boots on the ground with our students, and that sometimes we get mired in the day-to-day things with our kids, the stuff that happens with them, but really the problem isn't with our kids, and that we really want to strive to be able to provide the most nurturing environment for them when they're at school.
This is Mandy Klein here. I'm going to talk about Dr. Adolph Brown, who was a speaker on culturally responsive leadership. And I think what was the really important highlight from that was his main slogan, which is learn, laugh, and lead. I think the four key points that he made was that we as educators need to really come every day prepared to serve our students, to serve our communities, and to really bridge the family engagement gap with what teachers and the school staff are really trying to provide for our kids. The four main points were that we look at things like implicit bias, servant leadership, championship habits, and trauma-informed care, and that those four things can really drive how we reach our students and families, but also how we as educators nurture ourselves and really take care of our own health so that we can show up every day healthy and ready and prepared to do what we need to do to reach all of our children. I think what was really special about what he said was that all means all. So that means that no matter what child we're faced with that day that might be in a traumatic situation, or a child that's having a really great day, and comes to school prepared every day, ready to learn, that our job is to make sure we are helping all of our children at all times, and that it really to focus on ourselves and making sure that wherever we are ready to lead with insight and love and light.
This is Kimberly Valentino, and echoing a little bit what was said before, I also, the words of Dr. Adolph Brown resonated with me. He talked about the importance of relationships, which isn't new, but it's just nice to have that reiterated. He said that rules don't govern behavior, relationships do. So just driving home that point of like really getting to know your students. Clint Smith, another speaker, was talking about really the importance of getting to know your students and the city that they live in and the streets that they live on and what's really going on in their neighborhoods on a day-to-day basis to really understand like what it is that they're bringing to school every day and how you can really help to support them and addressing their needs before you can even get to academic content. So that was really powerful.
And there are so many things that I learned. I think it's really hard to narrow it down to just one. And I think we have another plan to sort of bring some of these things back to our schools and our district. Kristen and Mandy and Kim just sort of stole some of my ideas. So I do think though that they were all listening. I do think that having the chance to just be away and think about some of the issues that affect our school and our students and our teachers, but not be there, and so have a little bit of space to reflect and talk to my colleagues, and just even listening to what they're saying has been really, really valuable. And I think it's really important that we're able to come here, and we feel really lucky. We know people back at school have really had to pick up the slack for us since we're not there, and we've got a lot of things to get back to. I guess I would probably echo the idea that the soft skills are really important, and remembering we had three really amazing keynote speakers, and if I had to try to find a common denominator in what they all said, I would say it's about, and this is going to sound super cheesy and super simple, so I feel like I have another way to present this, but the idea is to just be kind, to remember that every person you meet is fighting a hard battle, and that everybody deserves your compassion and your time and your focus, and that work still matters. And I think anybody who's been to our school knows that those are some of our core beliefs. And you know, when we get really busy or scattered, we can sort of forget that the focus really is on kids and making sure that kids are learning and that kids are interested and kids are curious and kids are thriving. And so there are a lot of strategies we got along those lines, like how to collect data to make sure that's happening, how to make sure the adults are happy and healthy so that's happening, how to make sure kids are healthy and happy and curious so that's happening. And those are things that I'm going to share more about when we get back. Any final thoughts?
Okay. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
We will see everybody when we get back. Thank you for listening.